The relationship in Milwaukee between public schools and private choice schools has long been a contentious, or at least a competitive one. State funding comes attached to thousands of students who can attend either sector at public expense. Now the concern is transportation. A pair of Milwaukee voucher schools wants MPS to cover the cost of getting their students to and from school. They say it's the law. WUWM education reporter Rachel Morello examines the issue.
You might be surprised to learn that Wisconsin has a law on its books about how private school students get to class.
Under state law, students that attend private elementary or high schools, those students are entitled to transportation provided by the public school district in which they reside if certain criteria are met.
That's Brian Ponke, Assistant State Superintendent for Finance and Management. The last part of that rule he read is important. Public districts must pay for busing for private school students if they meet certain conditions.
The criteria are that the child lives 2 or more miles from the private school that he or she attends, the child resides within the private school's approved attendance area, and 3, the private school that the child attends is located either within the boundaries of that child's school district or not more than 5 miles beyond the boundaries of the district.
That's a lot of ifs, and the nuances complicate things. For example, public districts must evaluate transportation requests on a case-by-case basis and negotiate an arrangement with choice schools they see as competitors.
MPS is the local education authority, and services have to come through them. All children in this city are really under their charge.
Paul Gessner is the head of Milwaukee's St. Joan Antietam High School. St. Joan has paid to bus its students for the last 6 years at a cost of more than $100,000 annually. So, based on the state law mentioned, Gessner applied for reimbursement from MPS, but the district turned him down. St. Joan has gotten legal help and notified MPS that there will be litigation if the district doesn't pay. Gessner says the situation is about more than finances. He calls it a social justice concern.
The issue is that the law requires MPS to treat our students the same as they treat theirs. Many parents tell me that if we don't provide yellow bus, then their daughter won't come here. I just don't think it's right for our families to have to make that decision based on something as basic as transportation.
And St. Joan isn't the only choice school challenging MPS over bus service. Leaders of the Messmer Catholic School Network say they've also contacted the district multiple times about reimbursement for student transportation. They even wrote a letter and presented it to the Milwaukee School Board in October.
Okay, in accordance to Board Rule 1.10, Section Parent 2, this communication will be referred to the Superintendent of Milwaukee Public Schools.
The board handed Messmer's request to Superintendent Darian Driver. It's unclear how Driver handled the issue, but Messmer does not seem satisfied. It plans to present its letter to the board again at its meeting tonight. The private school leaders are also requesting a public hearing on the issue of transportation for January. MPS has said it's in the process of reviewing the requests from both private schools. Rachel Morello, 89.7, WUWM.